as they say. I don't know what that means, but it's something a woman does with her hair. But Brother Rick Gordon, take your liberty in the Lord.
I think the humor is going to be coming from you, Pastor. That was, and I'm really sorry. That hurts my heart. That truck store. That's just.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longing like nothing else can do. Sing it if you know it. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story. More wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies, than all my golden dreams. I love to tell the story. It did so much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. About heaven, and I'm thinking about the sweet by and by, and I'm thinking about streets of gold. Yeah, I'm gonna go there when I die. I said, I love to sing about Jesus, I love to sing of His love, and I love and glory, hallelujah. I'm thinking about things above. I'm not thinking about the devil. I'm not thinking about what he's done. I'm thinking about it is finished. The devil lost and Jesus won. I said, I love to sing about Jesus. I love to sing of His love. And I love the glory, hallelujah. I'm thinking about things above. And I'm thinking about the Bible, and I'm thinking about the words in red, and I'm thinking about it is written, and I'm believing what Jesus said. Oh, I love to sing about Jesus. I love to sing of His love. And I love the glory, hallelujah. I'm thinking about one more time. I said, I love to sing about Jesus. I love to sing of His love. And I love the glory, hallelujah. I'm thinking about things above. I'm thinking about things above. I'm thinking about things above.
Praise the Lord. Oh, see, now that's what... Thank you, Caleb. I appreciate that. See, now, if how many of you, Sister Christina sings, obviously, and Sister Dale and Brother Ron, you guys sing. Anybody else sing up here? You ever get up here and sing? No? Yeah, okay. When you singing and somebody brings you water, they're thinking it's not really so good. I mean, that's what a singer thinks. Just think like, well, this will help. Now I've got two. Pastor, you're trying to help me earlier, and just so you'll know, that's as good as it gets, right there. I appreciate the sentiment, and Brother Robbie, are we okay back there? Is this too loud for anybody? I determined years ago I would never be the last group that was anywhere. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I was in a church recently out there in Marlow, and I got a kick out of one of the older gentlemen that came to me afterwards, and he said, I just want you to know that's the first time I've ever stayed for a musical presentation. I live across the street, and whenever there's a music group, I just go home because it's always too loud. But we got Robbie back there, so we're going to make sure it's all good. Never trust a man with a beard. Anyway. Pastor, when you were talking about humor, I got to tell you, I am, and I do talk a lot, so that's why God invented lyrics. So I could say something that makes sense in 3 minutes. I do wish some preachers, friends of mine, could sing. But anyway, that's a whole nother deal. And, I am so tickled to get to be here on Pastor Appreciation Day. And we know that Sister Willina is the neck that turns the head, and he'd be nothing without her. We know that. That was a beautiful poem, just fantastic, and special when it's just for you. The thing with me is humor sometimes. Pastors, and as we go along this morning, let me just make sure you know that I have a, if it weren't for pastors, I'd be out of business. I've been on the road 41 years, and pastors have been kind to me. I don't understand how many years have you guys pastored? See, I don't understand that, because I would last about 2 weeks. Because I know me. And they have to love me. And I know they love you. But sometimes, you know, pastors get into some interesting situations. Like one pastor I knew, he had a secretary that used to work for the Pentagon. And it was an odd deal, because she would file his sermons in sacred and top secret. Just so you'll know, the jokes are not funny, but they're clean. Anyway, I have these in the category of my favorite. I'll get to my favorite in a little while, but I do appreciate pastors and their heart. The thing, and you probably already know this about your pastors, but the thing that I've always been amazed, not only that they could do it for so long and keep loving, but, you know, when somebody hurts you, it's not as easy the next time you want to open yourself up to somebody. Most of us kind of go, well, just stay over there a little while. Pastors don't do that. And I'm amazed, because I've worked with pastors. I want to be a good helper. But I don't have that, you know, when somebody, I'm the guy that's, well, let's just see if you're for real. Stay out there, you know, at the 10-foot pole, you know. But pastors, they could just get hurt. And the next person that walks through the door, they just act like, that's the first person that's ever come into their church. And I don't know how you have that heart, Pastor, but I appreciate it very, very much. And so, like I said, as we go along today, I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you. I'm not going to preach, because you have a preacher. But I again, it's a very special time for me to be here with you. And out of John, the 13th chapter, and I think it's the 35th verse, or is it the... somebody look it up. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. Is that 13:35? What is it? Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I like to make sure I get the right address. But I want you to join in with a song that I think that will make pastors happy whenever we love each other. It makes for a lot easier family things going on. And that's what we're supposed to do, love one another. And so I want to do a song that's, and you use the term spiritual, and I want us to be spiritual, but I've never been very spiritual. There's a difference between spiritual and spiritual. And if you've been in church very long, you know there are some real spiritual people. And if you're not, they'll let you know. It doesn't take very long. I don't know what the difference, how it goes. All I know is I've been told before. In fact, I asked Pastor if it was all right if I said fun, because I love church. At least for an hour or so, I don't have to hear any cussing. Are you amazed as much as I am? I mean, people aren't even mad. And the things that come out of their mouth, I just love to be around people that were trying to do right and lift up Jesus. And so I want to be spiritual, but I want to enjoy the fellowship that we have one with another. And somebody said, are you part of the family? I said, I may be like the weird uncle that comes around once in a while, but I am part of the family. So I want you to help me sing this song, and it's a not the old version of Jesus Loves Me. It's a little bit different. In fact, my wife went on a vacation, and someone said Jamaica, and I said, no, she went because she wanted to. So it's got a little bit of a, thank you very much, for thank you for that smattering of humor, of laughter. Anyway, so I brought my friends along. Some of you probably remember the Cassette Brothers band. They're gone, and now I have the iPod band, and they're obsolete. But I can't keep up. I told Pastor I'm not very high-tech. I went around the block 200 times because my blinker was stuck. So now you know what you're dealing with here. And I appreciate this. I've already seen this a couple times. I saw that in Sunday school when I said something, and I just said, that reminds me of my mother, makes me feel at home, because my mother didn't talk to me much. She had six kids, talked to them. Me, she just looked at and went, what did I do wrong? I'm still in church, Mom. That's the good thing. All right, here we go. So it's Jesus Loves Me. You'll pick it up. I just need you to follow the bouncing ball. Here we go. You see the palm trees already, right? Jesus loves me and I love Jesus and He wants me to love you. When I love you and when you love me, the world will see.
That's my favorite part.
Jesus loves me and I love Jesus and He wants me to love you.
That's when you look at somebody and tell them,
when I love you and when you love me, the world will see His love too. Everywhere you look around, people putting people down, that sure makes the Lord to frown. Make the Lord smile, let love abound. Oh, Jesus loves me and I love Jesus and He wants me to love you.
Yes, He does.
When I love you and when you love me, the world will see His love.
So play it, guys. This is when you don't hurt yourselves. Somebody got their hand up. All right, second verse.
Jesus came, He brought His love. He died, He rose, He went above. He sent His Holy Spirit, duh. Shouldn't that really be enough?
Come on.
Jesus loves me and I love Jesus and He wants me to love you.
And you.
When I love you and when you love me, the world will see His love too.
Now we do this. We say, oh, we got a palm tree going.
Oh, oh, oh,
God is love.
God is love.
I see plenty of coconuts.
Oh, oh, God is love. Everybody now, Jesus loves me. And
tell somebody,
He wants me to love you. When I love you and when you love me, the world will see His love too.
Come on.
Jesus loves me and I love Jesus and He wants me to love you. When I love you and when you love me, the world will see.
One last chance to tell somebody.
Jesus loves me and I love Jesus and He wants me to love
you. Thank you, sister.
When I love you and when you love me, the world will see His love too. Oh, the world will see His love too. Yeah, the world will see His love too. All right. Now, some of you are disappointed. Yeah, because you were waiting for me to say one more time. You can't do that with these guys, the Cassette Brothers band. That's all there is to it. So, but I have a trick. So I'm gonna have you try it one more time, because I know some of you will be so disappointed when you get home and go, oh, I wish I would have joined in. I could see it on your face. You just wish that you would have told somebody you loved them. And especially to do a palm tree, you know, some of you have been ready to stretch it out. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but it does profit a little. It wouldn't kill us, so I'm going to give you a chance. We're going to do that second verse one more time. Are you guys ready? Are they ready? That's what I want. Come on, I think you can do it. I know you can. Second verse.
Jesus came, he brought his love. He died, he rose, he went above. He sent his Holy Spirit down. Shouldn't that really be enough? Oh, Jesus loves me and I love Jesus, and he wants me to love you.
Yes, he does.
When I love you and when you love me, the world will see.
Oh, you got that part now.
Sing, oh.
Come on, Deo, Deo.
Oh.
Come on, some more palm trees.
Oh.
Stretch it out. God is love.
God is love.
Let's go this way now.
Oh.
You can say hallelujah if that makes you feel better.
Oh. Oh.
God is love.
God is love. Everybody now, Jesus loves me and I love Jesus, and he wants me to love.
She loves you, Ron.
When I love you and when you love me, the world will see his love too. Oh, Jesus loves me and I love Jesus, and he wants me to love you. When I love you and when you love me, the world.
Okay, this really is your last chance to tell someone Jesus loves me and I love Jesus and he wants me. I love you, Christina. That's good.
When I love you and when you love me, the world will see his love too. All the world will see his love too. Yeah, the world will see his love too. When your sky seems the darkest, his love will shine the brightest. When your mind gets all confused, his wisdom will come through. When you're feeling all alone and no one seems to care, he will wrap his arms around you. He'll be there. Darkness surrounds you everywhere you look, and it seems as though your night will never end. But Jesus is the light, it says so in the book. And if you'll ask, I know his light to you, he'll say. When your sky seems the darkest, his love will shine the brightest. When your mind gets all confused, his wisdom will come through. When you're feeling all alone and no one seems to care, he will wrap his arms around you. He'll be there. God's will never take you anywhere that his precious holy grace won't see it through. And that is why he told you, you should never fear. And if you watch, you'll see just what his love can do. When your sky seems the darkest, his love will shine the brightest. When your mind gets all confused, his wisdom will come through. When you're feeling all alone and no one seems to care, he will wrap his arms around you. He'll be there. He'll be there. Yes, he'll be there. Oh, he said. Yes, he will wrap his arms around you. Jesus will wrap his arms around you. He'll be there. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in this whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I will glorify the King of Kings. I will glorify the Lamb. I will glorify the Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am. I will glorify the King of Kings. I will glorify the Lamb. I will glorify the Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am.
Praise you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory in this place, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Some of you might remember if you sang in the choir. We did this one. Wasn't sure, but I think we'll do it.
Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
Some of you remember it, sing it with me.
Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Sometimes I feel like I'm so far from you, Lord, but still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I knew. Those memories are drawing me. I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed. But still my soul's not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy. just to make it whole. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. Walked upon the streets of gold, upon the, by the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, someone called your name. Turned to see this young man, he was smiling as he came. He said, brother, you wouldn't know me now. It's a different time and place. You used to teach my Sunday school class when I was only 8. And every week you'd say a prayer before the class would start. One day I prayed that prayer and I asked Jesus in my heart. And I wanna say thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Another man came before you. He said, do you remember the time? The missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. And I wanna say thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each one somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made. Not noticed much on earth, but in heaven now proclaim. And I know that up in heaven, I'm not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes when Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, child, look around you, for great is your reward. Pastor, we want to tell you, we appreciate your heart. The way you've given of yourself from the very start. You speak the truth with strength and love and lead us in God's way. You're truly a good shepherd, that's why we honor you today. And we want to say thank you. Giving to the Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
told you I wasn't going to preach to you. Just share a thought or two. And if you read in John the 10th chapter, you'll find out about your pastor, a good shepherd. A good shepherd. You can read what that is. I know that you've probably heard it preached. But I was reading in Brother Ron, you had mentioned some parables, and I had Luke the 15th chapter open, and there's three parables in that chapter. And you know about the lost coin, the lost sheep, and we say the prodigal son or the lost son. On a day like this, it's easy sometimes to just say, we love you, pastors. We love you. But you see, when there's a sheep that's missing, he's not having a good day. I don't mean that he doesn't love you guys. I'm saying he said, what would you do? He said he goes out and finds the one. A lost coin. Some of us anymore, how many of you pick up pennies? I'm picking up nickels and dimes now. People just throw them away. Don't mean anything. A lot like people. Don't seem to mean much of anything. Disposable. We are disposable. I heard one guy was talking about, you think you're important? He said, just stick your hand in a glass of water, take it out and see how much you miss. You know, you can't see the void. There's nothing there. You take it out, the water just comes back in. But I'll tell you, pastors know. And they'll search for that lost coin. And the prodigal son, now that story has just got to be one of the most amazing stories in the Bible, next to that one about the thief on the cross getting saved. And so if you want to make your pastor happy, help him find the coin. Help him find the sheep. And help him lead somebody back to the Father. That makes a good day for a pastor. In fact, in Hebrews, it talks about people that will obey their leaders as unto the Lord. I'll tell you one of the weirdest things, Pastor, I've heard lately. People would say, yeah, you're preaching right, but I don't believe it. I don't know what to say to those people. Because all we've got is the book. And we have to change. You see, God's not going to change. His book isn't going to change. And in Sunday school, again, by the way, if you don't go to Sunday school, it's the only school you don't graduate from. So make sure you come to Sunday school. It's a good thing to learn. But in Sunday school, they're talking about we were created in God's image, but if you're not careful, you'll find out that the world now is inventing God after their image. If you have people that will follow, people that will follow a man of God that's leading them in the right paths, that makes for a pastor that can lay his head down at night knowing all is well. And one of the things that you have to remember is that a pastor is the guardian of our souls. And I couldn't tell you how many pastors I've talked to, you know, they'll take a few days off and I say, it's not enough. You say, what do you mean it's not enough? You see, it takes a pastor, and he's not saying this, I'm just telling you, because I've been in ministry, I'm 41 years on the road now. I worked in the church, and this is easier. As I said, I'll help you, but this is easier than that. I don't have that heart. But I tell him it takes a week before you can ever even realize you're gone, because you're tied to those folks 24/7. I remember filling in a church in Wisconsin. This isn't one of the jokes, but it was funny at the time because I've heard these stories, but I was filling in as an interim pastor for 5 months. And this one lady called about 2 o'clock in the morning and she said, Pastor Rick, I can't sleep. And I said, well, obviously neither can I. And I said, you want me to get the elders to come and pray for her? And she said, no, could you just preach a while? Now, I know your pastor doesn't put you to sleep. I'm impressed there's still a clock back there, because I went to one church, they'd taken the clock down and put up a calendar. Before I finish up here, let me share my favorite. I hope you have ears to hear what the Spirit would say to you today about not just honoring Him today, your pastor, but honoring the Lord. When you honor your pastor, you're honoring the Lord. He is the one God has placed to lead you. And when people are of like mind, my favorite character in the Bible is Nehemiah. Nehemiah doesn't even say that he was a builder, but he saw a need and he went to build this building. I don't see anywhere. He was a cupbearer to the king, but he said, I got to go do this. And people joined in and they built the wall. It's a joint effort, but somebody's got to have the vision. Somebody, and you're just saying, I used to tell my pastor all the time, he'd say, do you get that? I said, I don't have to get it. You get it, I'll follow you. You say, well, the blind leading the blind. No, I trusted my pastor. Now, if he's not a man of God, it's kind of like the banker. If I can't trust my $2.35 in there, I'm not staying at that bank. But I trust him. But before I finish up here, I just want to tell my favorite pastor joke. Because pastors get all kinds of things. People sometimes tell you stuff, just weird. And sometimes they leave you notes and they don't tell you who it is. One of the funniest stories I've ever heard is about somebody had left a note on the pulpit. Just a big sheet of paper and it just said, fool. With a big explanation point after it. Now, how would you feel? Pastor was so smart. I just am amazed. My pastor used to, I'd say, why don't you go get, I was working with him, go get those, make that. He said, just calm down. In God's time. And I was going, argh. That's when pastors have time. They know. So he got up the next service and he said, you know, I've had a lot of people write notes to me. Sometimes they don't even sign their name. This is the first time I've ever had anybody give me a note, sign their name, and not tell me what it was about. That's my favorite pastor joke. I'm sorry, pastor. Let me finish with a song that I just know people have questions. And when you were mentioning the thief on the cross this morning, I thought that is proof God can save anybody. And I heard people saying, let's pray for lost loved ones. That's those lost sheep. One of the jobs we have is to be productive sheep. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but sheep bear sheep. Shepherds don't bear sheep. Did you know that? I just thought I'd let you know. You know, then people say, well, he's supposed to get the sheep. I said, well, he might have to herd them in and do stuff, you know, for the sheep, but he doesn't bear sheep. We bear sheep. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I know that people are not looking to Jesus in general as the author and the finisher of their faith. But if you do, I'm telling you, there's hope for people. You've got to tell them there's hope in Jesus. So let me finish with this song that just says, Jesus said yes. And I'm looking forward this afternoon and come back and do some more. But I just want you to know that your hands, my favorite scripture in the whole Bible is Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with your might. Can you still love me, Lord, after all the things I've done? Is there a chance, dear Lord, you can still call me your son? Is there a place for me? Can you make room in your heart? Can you forgive me, Lord? Can you give me a new start? And Jesus said yes. He said yes. Jesus answered all my questions. He said yes. Come back to me, my child. Fall in my arms and rest. Jesus answered all my questions. He said yes. Can you still reach me, Lord, in this dark place of despair? Can your light shine on me? Can it find me way down here?
Can I still have your peace? Can your deliverance set me free? Are you who you say you are? Did you give your life for me? And Jesus said yes. He said yes. Jesus answered all my questions. He said yes. Come back to me, my child. Fall in my arms and rest. Jesus answered all my questions. He said yes. Is there still hope for my redemption? Though I've caused you so much pain, is the blood you shed on Calvary still enough to make me clean? Is your grace still so amazing? Does your mercy still endure? And though I've fallen short of your glory, can I really know for sure? And Jesus said yes. He said yes. Jesus answered all my questions. He said yes. Come back to me, my child. Fall in my arms and rest. Jesus answered all my questions. He said yes. Jesus answered all my questions. He said yes. Sing with me. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. If you're able, would you stand and sing it with me? There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. And just before Pastor comes, I want us to sing it one more time. If you've been that lost coin, if you've been that lost sheep, or if you're the lost son, and the Lord is speaking to you today to get right with Him, to come back to Him. He said, come unto me, all you that are weary, heavy laden. What did he say? He said, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. As Pastor comes, if you want to come and meet him here this morning for prayer, I want you to come as we sing it. And if you need prayer for healing, you come too. Please don't wait for somebody else. God is speaking to your heart this morning. Would you come? There's room at the cross for you. Pastor, would you come? There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Speaking to you, come on. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. times have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
As the Spirit of the Lord is moving, let me just give a word to young people here this morning. Make a commitment to Jesus. If you're riding the fence, this is a good time to get off of it. God has no grandchildren, only children. You have to come to Him and admit that you've done wrong and He's the right way to go. I was a youth pastor. I'm not trying to beat you on the head, but I want you to know this. There'd never be a better time than to give yourself to Jesus than this morning. If He's speaking to your heart, don't wait for somebody else. You make a commitment to stand up for Jesus this morning. Would you come?
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room. Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
Listen to Him calling your voice.
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. He is Lord. He is Lord.
Can you proclaim that this morning?
He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
We love you, Jesus.
You are Lord. Yes, you are Lord. You have risen from the dead, and You are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus